April said serenity. Morning class.
Asya kashana bhutasya jana satya kanta vike navakane karana vide
三大威卡女神啊，我侧立眼望，像一根棍子般倒地，一颤抖的声音，谦卑的乞求你，请恩慈的对待这个愚蠢的人，视我为您的人。
就是刚才唱的那首歌啊，69，刚才唱的那首歌，三大威卡女神。
So first of all, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotira Satishimad Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad.
首先我向我的 Diksha 启迪灵性导师 Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotira Satishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花族的尘土呢，致以无数的顶拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotira Satishri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
同时我向我的训示灵性导师 Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Astotira Satishri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主呢，尘土致以无数的顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and all the assembled devotees.
也向所有的十度传系的灵性导师整体以及向在座的 Vaishnava 奉献者顶拜。
So now we're continuing our study of Bhagavad Gita mixed with some pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam.
那现在我们继续学习呢佛家梵歌以及呢盛典佛家瓦坛呢其中一些笑耳时光。
In the second chapter, we'll try to discuss the second and third chapters today.
那么今天我们就讲一下呢，第二和第三章。
The second and third. You already finished the two.
We didn't finish the second. We'll finish the second and begin the third. So Krishna tells Arjuna that you should fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, victory or defeat.Loss or gain.
所以这里面Krishna 对Arjuna教导是说呢你为战争而战为作战而作战，不要呢考虑呢得失和里面的苦乐和毁誉。
In that same vein, he says a little later that you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the results of your action.
那么在稍后的这个师节里面，他也提到了你有呢执行活动的这个权利，但是呢。你没有呢享受这个活动结果的这个权利。
You should not consider yourself the cause of your action in devotional service, nor should you be attached to not doing your duty.
也就是说呢你不要以为呢在奉献服务里面不要以为呢你是这个活动的原因啊，同时呢你也不要依附呢你这个活动的结果。
And then in the beginning of the next chapter, he continues along the same thought.
那么在下一篇章里面他的思路呢基本上是一致的。
By saying that work must be done as a satisfaction to Vishnu or Krishna.
也就是说呢这个工作的话呢一定要去做的因为为了满足呢主 Vishnu.
Otherwise, work binds one to the material world.
但是的话呢如果你执着的话呢这个工作本身的话呢会将一个人捆绑在这个世界上。
Therefore, perform your prescribed duty for his satisfaction, and by so doing, you'll never incur sin.
因此呢为了主 Vishnu 的这个喜悦的话呢从事于工作这样子的话呢你就不会呢招致罪孽。
In the beginning, Dhruva Maharaj, the child devotee,